I'm always astonished when passages of sacred scripture come true in our lives. And in the 31st chapter of Proverbs in our first reading describes the ideal wife. And each and every one of those criteria have come true with my wife, Toni. In fact, I think the only thing she knows how to do with a distaff is hit me over the head with it, but that's another issue. If you're at all like me, you look forward to that great time of the month when your bank statement comes and you get to see how much interest you made on your savings and your checking. 12 cents this month, wow. I guess it's because of the way interest rates are. Didn't we used to make interest at one time? I thought of that when I read the gospel parable where the guy could have at least put that one talent in the bank. If he did that today, a year from now, he might have 1.0001 talents. But these people were dealing with a talent. Now, a talent was the biggest denomination of money in Jesus' time. One talent was equal to 20 years' wages. So imagine if you were making $25,000 a year. One talent is $500,000. Five talents is $2.5 million. So we're talking about serious money here. And these first two fellows took that serious money and they made the same amount of money back. They doubled their money. How would they have doubled their rate of return? How would we double our rate of return if we had a talent or $1,000 or $10,000? We would have to take a risk. There would have to be an investment that had a great risk to get that kind of reward. You don't get that kind of reward by putting the money in a savings account. So they took risks with the talent for their master. And they got great return and great joy when their master came back. So that's what we need to do with our Christian faith. We need to take risks. If we don't take risks with our Christian faith, there will be no great rewards. If all we do is satisfy ourselves with the status quo and with what we do now, I go to Mass, I pray before meals. If we don't take risks with that faith, when the Master comes back, he will not be satisfied. He will not be satisfied as much as he was with those who took a lot of risk and doubled their money. So what kind of risks do we need to take if we expect to get the great rewards from our heavenly master? One of the risks that I had to take early on in my marriage was to learn how to pray with my wife and with my family. And I was not always comfortable with that. I always felt a little funny. I don't know if you ever feel funny about praying with others. Oh, you know, it's a private prayer. This is just me. But to actually say things out loud and share them in prayer with my wife and my children, that was not easy for me at first. But I took the risk, and it has been rewarding for me in my relationship with my wife and in my children to varying degrees, also having a good prayer life. Or maybe the risk is that we need to learn more about the faith. Are we satisfied with what we know now about Catholicism and Christianity? Did our study of the faith stop when we got our confirmation? Well, just think of the outfit that you wore on your confirmation day. It doesn't fit anymore, I wouldn't think. And in the same way, a fifth grade education doesn't fit our faith anymore. So we have to take a risk and learn more. We have to take a risk by studying scripture, the scripture of the day, or any scripture. Or we have to study the church fathers or the catechism or the many fine examples of teachings that we have in our faith. We have access to beautiful videos and audio on something called Formed. And if you don't know about that, you should look on our website and find out, and you can learn more. Take a risk. So many of us know everything there is to know about Beyoncé and Brad Pitt, but we almost know nothing about Christ and his church. That's a scandal. That's the risk we need to take. If we are satisfied with our current knowledge, then we're not going to get any reward. Or maybe the risk is to join a group at the church or in our neighborhood that's doing charitable work. This church is full of them. Knights of Columbus, CCW, That Man Is You, Walking with Purpose, Catholic War Veterans. The Catholic Men's Social Group, once COVID clears up, meets once a month at a local restaurant for beer and pool. That's not much of a risk, but it's a risk if you're the type who just stays at home and has a private faith and doesn't like to share. We need to take a risk of joining these groups, and we may just find that the reward for us is greater than the risk that we're taking, because we're helping those in need in a concrete way. We're getting fellowship with men and women of like faith. That's a great reward all by itself, and I'm sure our Heavenly Master smiles down upon us when he sees us doing such things. So if we are interested in a good rate of return, I can't recommend the mutual fund for you. I wouldn't recommend buying stock in Amalgamated Fuzz, but I would recommend that you risk your faith. Step out of your box. Step out of where you've been into something new, into something different that stretches your mind or stretches your heart or stretches your service to the church. Your reward will be great, not only now in personal satisfaction and learning, but also the reward will be great when your Heavenly Master returns, and he will smile upon you and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And we don't have a lot of time. Paul reminds us that we know not the day or the hour. We may not make it through the day. But when we have this time, this precious time in our lives, and we know about our faith, we want to serve, let's step out of the box. Let's use the Nike approach to Christianity. Just do it. And then we will have great return, the kind of return that we would like and that our Heavenly Father would smile upon. God bless you.